stalk you all like the curtain of night.
Oh, no, not you again. You're not real.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Oh, no!
Get away! Get away!
I am the spirit of Sir Bobby Jameson, and the embodiment of the curse of Ratana Pura.
Yeah, we know that bit, mate.
Silence! Who has dared to steal the diamond?
Good grief! In all my years!
Return the gemstone to its rightful place. Or all shall die!
Alright! Alright, I'll confess everything. It was me! I stole the gemstone!
My own blood! How could you?
Wasn't the Ratana Pura mine by rights? If it hadn't have been for that wretched curse that my grandfather, if he hadn't palmed it off to my sister, it would eventually have come to me!
So you killed Sir James? Was he in it with you?
I don't think so, Rob. Sir James suspected Barrington. That's why he was lurking around the landing earlier, hoping to catch him in the act.
There are still 3 hours between now and midnight. I saw the way you looked at the diamond.
Look here, James. What are you insinuating?
Or he could have just been trying to steal it himself.
You're a fine one to be accusing me. And it's not as if I need the money, is it? I'm not the one with the creditors knocking on his door.
No, Rob. He was Lady Rosalind's best friend.
She's my best friend!
And true best friends never betray one another.
But Sir James was too late. Barrington had already stolen the diamond just before he arrived.
Well, you can't be thieves because someone has beaten you to it. The diamond, it's already been stolen!
And when Sir James left Lady Rosalind's room, he ran straight into Barrington and the diamond. They must have fought, and Barrington shot Sir James to ensure his silence.
You scoundrel! You've stolen the Ratana Pura!
You best keep out of my way, or else...
Or else what? You shoot me with those hunting pistols? They haven't been fired in years!
Oh, you think so?
Well, I'd say they're not going to hit you a target!
I knew immediately. You see, there was only one bullet hole in the ceiling. The second shot was fired by Barrington's accomplice to shatter the chandelier and make it look like an accident.
Oh, I don't believe it. It was the butler all along.
Very clever. Aren't you an amateur sleuth fit to grace the novels of Mr. Doyle?
Give back the Ratana Pura!
No! No! Leave me alone! Take it! Take it!
I think this charade has gone on long enough.
Doctor! Where the hell have you been?
And where did that ghost go?
Rosalind, please call the local constabulary. Tell them we have 2 criminals for them to collect.
Oh, I don't think so, Doctor. Now, if I can have your attention, we'll get down to business.
He has got a gun!
How perceptive of you.
Oh, excellent work, Michaels.
Oh, shut up, Barrington, and get back. Lady Rosalind, I've worked and slaved my life away for you for years. So how about you make this easy for both of us and hand me the gemstone? I have a boat waiting for me on the shore and I can't be late.
Boat? What boat? You didn't tell me anything about a boat.
Well, we have to have some secrets.
But we're in this together. You said...
I told you what you wanted to hear, you idiot. You seriously thought I'd share the unbelievable wealth the Ratana Pura will bring with you, an upper-class crook?
Look, mate, just put the gun down. Take the gemstone. You don't have to hurt anybody.
No, he's not having it. In any case, if you take it, you'll be cursed just like my family.
Cursed? An old hag's tale. Even when I was a young boy, I was never frightened of ghosts. And in any case, I won't be keeping the gemstone for long. I just want the money, pure and simple. Gem, now!
Rosalind?
No, Doctor. I'd rather die than let him steal my legacy.
Oh!
Barrington, Barrington! He's dead!
Barrington was a fool. He deserved to die.
You're as mad as they come.
Rob, don't antagonize him.
Excellent advice, Doctor. Now, are you going to give me the gem, my lady, or will I have to kill every single one of you and take it for myself? The clock's ticking. Oh, very well.
My arm! The mad bastard shot my arm!
Sorry, missed. I'm awful, aren't I?
For goodness sake, give it to him, Rosalind. This was not part of the deal. I am not going to let you cause the deaths of innocent people all for some stupid gemstone.
I recommend you do as your doctor friend says, or he's next.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Rob, grab her!
No! Get off me!
Ow! Oh, why do I get slapped in every single adventure we have?
Here, take it and go!
At last, some common sense. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful evening. Lady Rosalind, you can consider this my resignation with immediate effect. And thank you so much for this beautiful leaving present. It's most kind of you. Have a happy new year. I know I will.
Now, Nick! Lamp him!
Well done.
Lucky that candlestick was there.
Hey, you know what this means, Nick?
What?
It was the butler in the drawing room with the candlestick. Cluedo!
He's only unconscious, sadly.
Hold on. The ghost. Where did it... Oh, that was you all the time. Rah! Blimey!
Using an Anchuka laser and a microstatic beam wedge, eh, Doctor?
Of course.
It was as easy as sitting down with a cup of tea and a slice of Battenberg.
Ah, so the reason you didn't say anything to us was because you needed my hysterical weeping and screaming and soiling myself to make the haunting seem more authentic, right?
Yes. Anyway, ghosts don't really exist, you know. Not outside of the chicken colonies of Krakenkow. We'll go there one day. You'll love it, Rob.
Thank you, Doctor. I suppose I should call the constabulary and arrange medical assistance.
I should think that's the very least you could do, don't you think?
I never wanted any of this, Doctor. Thank you for saving my precious Ratanapura.
You've got some nerve. I don't want your gratitude. I don't want anything to do with you, ever. You can keep the gemstone and the guilt of knowing how many lives it cost you. I can't believe how much you've changed. Goodbye, Rosalind.
Oh, we better get after him, Nick.
No, Rob. Give him some space to calm down. We've got to help Marwood. We'll catch up with him in the morning.